The Milwaukee Brewers clinched the National League Central Division on Sunday with a victory over the New York Mets at home. The Brew Crew won the division in 2018, and this is their third National League Central title since they moved from the American League back in 1998. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Stewart. This is Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and help support the show. Infielder Tim Lopes has had a couple of stints with the Brewers this season. From AAA Nashville, the 27-year-old has spent most of the year in Nashtown, and that's where we find him today on Sports and Commentary. So just a few weeks ago, you were called up to Milwaukee, spent a little time with the Brew Crew up there, the Major League team. Tim, Central Division champions this year at Milwaukee, and you were part of it. Tell me what you think.
I mean, it's great to see a team that, you know, battles all year and, I know, grinds all year together, and for them to be able to pull it out. I mean, gosh, there's so much talent on that team, and it was very well deserved. So I was happy to see those guys, you know, take the whole thing, and hopefully they can, this can propel them to win a World Series, which is the main goal at the start of the year.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, Tim, about your two trips to Milwaukee. One was in the spring. And then when Willie Adames got hurt, you got called up again. Your impressions of the team, the club you saw up there?
There's a lot of unity. There's a lot of camaraderie within the clubhouse. All those guys have one goal, which is to win. Everybody's pulling on the same side of the rope, which is a lot of fun to be around, and it's contagious. So, yeah, I'm happy to see the Brewers be so successful, and, you know, hopefully I can be a part of it and help them win a World Series.
Yeah. So what gives this club its best chance to win the World Series, to go deep in the postseason? What do you think the secret sauce is?
I mean, they definitely have the team to win it all. They're built to win. You know, I think it starts with the pitching staff. The pitching staff's been unbelievable all year, the starting rotation. And then to go along with the bullpen as well, they match up with anybody in the league. So, and then as far as our offense goes, you know, we have a lot of talented hitters. We got an MVP on the team. We have a lot of guys who know how to get on base and a lot of guys who can drive runs in. So, I mean, there is a recipe for success there, and now it's just about executing it.
Yeah, yeah. It seems, I think, to most fans that this is a very complete team. Pitching, like you talked about, incredible pitching, good bullpen, hitting, power, that kind of thing. So Milwaukee beats the Mets to claim the National League Central Division. Before that, though, St. Louis came in, the hottest team in baseball. They are still the hottest team in baseball, the Cards, and sweep Milwaukee. You think that was sort of a wake-up team call for the team?
Yeah, I think a little bit. You know, the Cardinals have been playing well, so credit to them. But I think when push comes to shove, this team's going to be ready. Winning the division is huge. Being hot at the right time, I feel like, is what it takes to win a World Series. And, you know, to close out the season, you know, I think that the Brewers are going to, you know, turn it around and start being more successful and propel them, you know, into the playoffs and into the World Series. I think that's what's in store for this team.
Mm-hmm. So, Tim, how would you rate your two trips up to Milwaukee to the parent team and the job you did there?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a ton of time, but I did enjoy the experiences that I had. The fans in Milwaukee are unbelievable. They're just always paying attention to the game. They're very attentive to what's going on. They're with every single pitch, and you love to see it. You love to see so many fans just supporting the Brewers and supporting their players, and when something good happens, they're going nuts, and yeah, just they bring a lot of energy, which was my favorite part. just seeing the fans on their feet, you know, in big situations and even small situations, they're paying attention. So I'd love to see that.
Yeah, and Milwaukee, you know, as a city and the team's connection to the fans is quite unique, isn't it?
Definitely. The Wisconsin fans are different. They show up and they're ready to watch the game and they stay until the last pitch, and it's really, really cool.
Yeah. When you came up, how welcoming was the team to use a newcomer, Craig Counsell, and your teammates in Milwaukee?
They were very welcoming. I always say that the team up there is like a family. They treat players like their family. They're very professional. The staff up there is very professional. I grew up watching Craig Counsell, and when he was with the Diamondbacks and when he was with the Brewers, I grew up watching him play. He was a second baseman, so I've always admired the way he played the game. And he was always like a hard-nosed grinder type player. He always had a unique swing, so I always remembered him. So I always have a lot of respect for players like him who play the game hard, who play the game the right way, and I feel like that's what he cares about, is playing the game hard, playing the game the right way, playing to win. So that's the type of clubhouse they have up there. If you're ready to go up there, you're ready to do your job, you're ready to win, they're going to love you.
Yeah, he is a very smart skipper of that team. All right, Tim Lopes, the Brewers infielder, a couple of trips up to Milwaukee from Nashville AAA Baseball. We'll talk about your Nashville team. It's played very well down there. And I want to hear your baseball story and your story of following Jesus as your personal savior, Tim, if we can do that for our next sports and commentary. All right?
Absolutely.
All right, Tim Lopes on Sports and Commentary today.